All right, y'all, we back. We still on Mr. Rich. Sorry about that. I had to put my phone on Do Not Disturb. I think I was saying that I didn't want to say anything bad about her.
Yeah, you didn't have anything negative to say about her.
Yeah, but he would always make comments about how bad of a person this person was. You know, and
that he really wanted to be with you.
Yeah, he would always say he really wanted to be with me. So by this point, I'm in love with him. It's a year in, and we're in love with each other. And he's begging me, please don't leave me. Let me get myself together. Mm-hmm. I think I just said about him not having the passport.
Right.
Found out that he had all this stuff going on.
Right. That he never told you about.
He never told me. So when I figured out that that was happening, I started to see him so differently. Because, you know, at this point in my life, I don't have nothing against people that have feelings, but I done had the last two boyfriends.
Yeah, you just choose not to deal
with that. I just choose not to. It's a limit. It limits you. The things where I'm doing, going to Jamaica, like for my birthday. This was a trip we were supposed to be doing together. And so, because I called
you and Rich were supposed to be doing
Rich,
this trip
Rich
together.
And I, because he told me he was from Jamaica.
At least in conversation, he said.
Yeah, he's from Jamaica. And so, we were going to go there. And we were making all these plans, you know, and he would say stuff in conversation like, babe, had I met you, you know, such and such ago, we'd be married now. And, you know, he talked to you. He called you sis. He kind of met my mom. Yeah. He met my sister. He met my brother-in-law. He met my kids.
He met everybody.
He was
actually part of the family.
He was a big part of the family. And so he was my boyfriend for 2 years.
Right.
Actually, we would make 2 years next month. So I started calling it off and trying to wean myself from him because it was toxic. If I tried to tell him, you know, this isn't working, he was so good with his words. I think he really read that book. What's that book you said they read in prison, girl?
48 Laws of Power,
baby.
Right.
If I tell you,
he's a master manipulator.
Yeah. That's what we called him. Girl, he would make me think when I was right that I was wrong,
right.
You know,
right.
Or no, you shouldn't be feeling this way.
Right.
I love you.
Right.
You know,
he redirects everything.
He does. And yeah. He did. And so I was giving him time to get himself together because what it boiled down to was that he needed this woman for his financial support.
Right. Right.
And
they needed each other.
Because he kept telling me, oh, when I met her, she was living in an efficiency apartment. You know, she was married.
Right.
She didn't have that.
Yeah.
And he felt obligated.
This guy had just put her out.
Somebody put her out. And he felt obligated to this woman. And he did. As much of a manipulator as he was, his core, I believe, was good.
Yeah. Because
you sense that in people. You know, his spirit. He had a good spirit. And so he would never want to leave her. And what she couldn't afford to be by herself, live on her own. That was
the
story.
Right.
Yeah.
So at that point, did you still feel like you wanted to be with him or no, not at all? So you said you didn't want to deal with anybody that had a past.
Yeah.
But yet you did state that you were in love with him. So how did you separate the love and his past? Because that's kind of hard to separate.
Oh, my God. It was very hard for me to separate it. I was willing to sit down and have a conversation with him about that to say, hey, you know, this happened. We did have that conversation, actually.
Right.
Why didn't you share this with me? And his reason was he didn't want to be judged. Because when he shares that with people, they automatically judge him based on that. And now who he's worked so hard to become.
Right.
And I get that.
Right.
And so I was willing to be okay with that. But the fact that he lied to me was the issue. It wasn't that.
Well,
he
did he lie? Or did he? I guess he just didn't say anything. Is that considered a lie?
When you omit, that's a lie. You know, it's like somebody have AIDS and they sleep with you.
That's true. Yeah.
I mean, you know, that stuff like that. No, you lie. You cannot omit. Omit to me is a lie.
Right.
You lie about omission. You know, and so he did a lot of that.
Right.
A lot of that. Because I found out a lot of things. And the more I found out about him, he wasn't attractive to me anymore.
Yeah. So the more you found out, the less love. Yeah. It started to decrease.
Yeah.
Yeah, the likeness. Not even the love, just the likeness as a person.
Yeah, I didn't like him. Because I actually love him. I still love him.
Right.
But I don't like
who you really are.
Yeah, and then I started to see him. So y'all know, you got to date a person a year or two. And that's what I said I would do after my divorce.
At least 2 years.
I would date a person for 2 years. And we dated up to 2 years. And the person that I got to know, I don't like. But I love him, if that makes sense.
That makes a whole lot of sense. But let me ask you this, sis. How a woman like you, so strong, so powerful, this boss, you know, this boss chick, you got it going on. How did you find yourself in a situation like this? Because there were some things you said early on, it's something about him, it's something this, it's something that. And so once you found out those things, you still kind of continued to see him.
Yeah. You know, in the beginning when I met him, I looked at him and that night when he actually, he was walking with his girlfriend that night when he spoke to us when we were at Dreams. You saw her.
Oh, yes.
I didn't. And when we got it all together, we realized he went in there and sat her down.
Right. And,
he came back.
Yes.
And I looked at him that night and I said, there's something about him that it reminds me of my ex-husband. I need to stay away from him.
Yeah,
I said that to you.
Yeah, I need to stay away from guys like that.
I need to stay away from guys like that.
You said that.
So I think for me, I was vulnerable because I was coming out of my divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think that I would meet someone or even love someone after my husband.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that I did, I was excited about that.
Yeah.
And I wanted to experience that with a man who was so articulate, so professional. Oh, honey, if you pull up on him at work, you would never know this is the same person.
Yeah, that's his past.
It's his past.
Yeah.
You know, and very nourishing. Girl, I can remember y'all, let me tell you. I've had surgeries before and ended up having hemorrhoids, right? He drove all the way here with hemorrhoid cream and doctored all my hemorrhoids.
Oh, I remember that.
Girl, I was like, this is going to be my husband, you know.
Yes.
But
he was wiping you and everything.
He did. He would wipe me. He got me in bed. I was sick, y'all. He took care of me. I mean, we had some really
great times.
Yeah, we had great times. We had.
And the person who he was and the person who he is now, he's definitely, like we stated, he's a total different person. He's a great guy all in one. But do you believe that his situation just didn't allow him to be with you? Because if he really, really could be with you, I think he would be with you.
Well, I did find out that financially, I did some more digging. And financially, he went through a divorce. He didn't make a lot of money. He had child support with two kids. He filed bankruptcy.
Okay, so he had a lot going on.
He had a lot. And then you're paying parole fees.
Oh, yeah.
So financially, for the next 50 years, you know what I mean? Financially, he wasn't in a position. And he kept telling me that. He kept saying, you know, I need to get myself together. I can't come to you like I am. And, you know, we need to take heed to those things.
Listen.
And so I was willing to give him the time he needed to work those things out. But there was still another woman this whole time. That he was not just dating, y'all. When we met, he said he was dating people. So I'm dating people. Cool. No, he was living with her.
Right.
And
do
I
you
found
think he really loved her?
I think so. I think he loves her. I think I asked him, and he said that he loved us both.
Mm.
And he also said he wished that she was open-minded so he could have the both of us.
Mm.
Or that people would understand that where we're from in Africa, a man could have as many wives, but you know, I would always say, but you gotta have money to take care of all of us, right?
As many as he can take care of.
As many as you can take care of, right? So he, you know, I think he did love her. I think that they're both in a situation where they need each other.
Mm-hmm.
And when you need people, that is an ugly recipe, you know?
It is. It's not healthy at
all. It's not healthy. And so they're in a position where they need each other. And I think, quite frankly, that as much as he said I didn't intimidate him, I think I did. I think I intimidated him in a good way. I challenged him.
Right.
You know, to step up and do stuff because...
Yeah, you made him believe in himself.
Yeah, so that was something. He discussed times about his pay. He didn't have the money.
Mm-hmm.
And when I found out about her, he told me, he started sharing stuff about his time. I'm in love. Mm-hmm. So we're going to try to be friends. Mm-hmm. Y'all, that ain't going to never work. Right. Because trying to be friends with him led to us still sleeping together.
Right.
And the emotions and all this stuff. And I think what was the turning point was him saying things and me not seeing him follow through.
Right. Yeah.
With it. And so for me, I was done. I was done. I'm still, we just recently broke up. We recently broke up and it was hard. You know, it was crazy because he wasn't letting me leave. And I broke up with him 50 times. He's like, you break up with me every week. But I did. I tried to call it off, y'all. I knew. But my emotions wouldn't allow me to just stay strong and stay away from him until somebody sent the girlfriend pictures of us.
What? I remember you telling me that somebody sent the girlfriend pictures. So did she reach out to you to try to find out what's going on? Is this true?
Mm-mm.
Who are you?
Mm-mm.
Never?
No.
And so why do you think that she didn't do that?
Because he's a master manipulator.
So he you think he told her something and made her not want to inquire about it?
Well, when they texted her, they were in New Orleans, and he called me. This is when I knew that it was more than what he was telling me.
Okay.
Because then he called me, and he wanted me to lie if she did come.
So he wanted you to protect him.
To protect him.
So with that being said, you're right. It is more than what he said, because now he's trying to save his save his situation.
Yeah. So he wanted me to lie. He told her I was a client from work, that I bought a car.
Okay.
And of course he deals with people all the time. And so that was easy for her to believe.
Right. Why wouldn't she?
So he asked me to lie, and I think a part of me at that time I was gonna lie for him, because I didn't really. You know, it's weird. Even though he lied and he pissed me off or whatever, I didn't want to disturb
his, that situation.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't come here.
He couldn't come here.
Right.
And if he left her, he's going to move in with me. And he'd already shared with me how he couldn't hardly afford to pay the bills.
Right.
There. So,
right,
no, that wasn't going to be an option. So, I stayed quiet.
So, yeah, it would be in your best interest to lie.
To lie.
Right.
But she never contacted me.
Then that's what I didn't understand. I know he's a master manipulator, but as a woman, you would think, as a woman in our intuition, we would inquire about things ourselves just to find out the truth.
He said that she would wake up and ask him, oh, are you seeing this girl? Just tell me the truth. Who is she? She went on my social media.
Because she knew.
She started looking up stuff. I started getting random calls at the salon and people
random
booking
friend requests.
Actually, somebody requested my friendship and I showed it to him. He said it was her daughter's girlfriend. I guess apparently the daughter's gay. I don't know. But he lied to her. He told her I was a client, that I was a professional client. When she saw my business and all the things that I've done, so she was a little intimidated. Mm-hmm. He said that, oh, babe, she was just looking at you like, who's this woman? You know,
right. Grown woman.
Grown,
boss,
you know, got it together. So I think she felt a little intimidated with reaching out to me. And he has her in a place that is really sad, I think.
Yeah,
but
sounds like he has her in a controlling place where he kind of controls the whole situation.
Yeah. So he made her believe it was her ex-boyfriend.
So
reaching out to her because they had had a situation, he said, some time back with him, and made her think that about her, that it was on her, not him. So that's how all that went. So I called
her.
Yeah,
he called.
He called. But let me tell you, I did send her. I found out. I know she worked at a school.
Okay.
And I sent an email to her.
Okay.
And
so
in the email, I said, you know, hey, you know, Katrina, I think it's imperative that you and I have a conversation.
Right, right.
As a grown woman, you know,
yeah,
to have a conversation.
So somebody's trying to sabotage me, you,
well,
whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, something, what's going on? Because I was getting calls, and he was saying, oh, she going to file charges that she think it's you. But I told him if it was me, she'd have got real, real receipts.
And she didn't get that.
She didn't get that.
Okay.
So I didn't know. She didn't get that.
We can't
and,
release those
Oh,
receipts.
My God. Like, God, yeah, we have 2 years of
of receipts.
Of relationship.
Yeah.
So I was like, no, it wasn't me. And she thought it was, though. And I don't know why I would send her pictures of me.
But
and
if
say,
she really thought it was, she didn't call you. She didn't reach out to
That's
you.
That's weird, though, huh?
Even with the email. Continue with the email. You
sent
the email.
I sent her an email, and I said, I think it's imperative that you and I have a conversation. I left it kind of sweet and cute because it was her work email.
Right, right, right.
It wasn't personal, so I didn't want to get her in trouble or get you know, me in trouble.
See right.
Somebody see that. And I was like, hey, give me a call. Here's my number.
Right.
And at that point, I was willing to say, tell the truth. What is it that you think is going on? Because Yeah, let's talk. Because he kept coming back, giving me stuff. Now, whether it was true or not, what he was giving me, I don't know.
Right.
But she
only heard one side.
Yeah. And so then her kids and somebody reached out to some of my clients saying they were going to run up on
me. Are you serious?
You know, so you run up on me. I got a gun. Don't do that. So let's talk.
You don't want to run up on me.
You don't want to do that.
At all. Yeah.
So that's why I said, let me reach to her. You know, let me be the grown woman.
Let's talk.
And let's talk. Yeah. So that was
before this gets out of control.
Yeah. So.
So she never reached out.
She never reached out.
So, did he know that you emailed her?
I told him everything.
Oh, you did?
Okay. I told
so
him
So, what did
he
say about that?
He called me right away. Why did you email her? I said, because we need to talk.
So, she told him.
She tells him everything. She tells him, actually, he said when he got the picture, they were in New Orleans, girl. It's so, he's so stupid. This is not funny because y'all don't believe in hurting people, y'all. but he's such a comical person. He said they were sitting down. I think they were there for her mother was sick or something. They went to listen to a live recording of Usher or somebody.
Uh-huh.
And she just held up the phone of my picture. He said he got an Oscar because he had to act. Like, he didn't know me. And I was like, are you kidding? And so,
she just like
showed him my picture. This is what somebody sent her. My picture. Like, told her my business, my name. Well, actually, someone came to the salon to get their hair done that saw him there. Okay. But they knew her and him. And so they sent the picture of us hugging.
That is crazy. So
girl,
he
told
it
was photoshopped.
He was photoshopped
in
my
shop. Mm-hmm. And her car was outside, and somebody took that picture. And
that was photoshopped.
It was photoshopped too.
Girl, stop.
So I don't know the mindset, but
her.
I would have called. I would have called.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense to me. I don't understand that.
Yeah.
I think he had to tell her something very powerful and strong for her not to inquire about
He did say he threatened her about don't contact me or something.
It had to be a threat.
You know, it had to be because she never reached out.
Yeah, that's crazy.
She never reached out.
I think I would have just taken my chances.
You know I would have, but when she didn't reach, I didn't reach. It's not that, you know. Yeah. Hey.
I mean, after you left the email and she still didn't respond and she told him, I mean, what more can you do?
Yeah. And at this point, it wasn't, hurt another black woman. It was, here's the truth, you know, he lied to both of us.
Right.
I didn't know about you because clearly I am a woman who can get my own man.
Right.
I thought he was my own man.
Right.
There's other stuff I'm jumping around trying to get it all in this segment. But
to the good part. Yeah.
You know, I thought he was my man, you know.
He led you to believe that he was your man. You had every
I met
right
his mother. Yeah. I done met his brothers. There's five of them. She called him my five reasons. I done met the mom. The mom knows about me.
Right.
And girl, the mama told him what he was doing over there was playing house.
Okay.
That I was the woman.
Well,
the wife.
Evidently he liked the house.
She told him. Miss, evidently. I ain't gonna call her that. I almost said her name, but.
The mama.
So, I talked to her on several occasions. She knew about it. And this is something where mothers know that the men are seeing multiple women and they just, I guess they can't say anything, you know?
So. Especially if they're not married.
Right.
You know,
he's not married. Right.
Yeah.
And that was her thing. He's not married.
Free to do
she was. He wasn't married to her. They were living together. But that's it, girl. So, ladies.
I mean, that's crazy. I mean, it's so unfortunate that we see these guys and we think that they're who we want them to be. And come to find out, they're totally somebody different.
They're not.
That's very deceiving. That's hurting. That's painful. How do you get back from that? How do you get back into the dating game from that? Or does that make you want to file back for a minute? Or are you going to continue to date and see other guys?
Yeah, I'm dating now. Okay, but I did fall back for a minute. You know, that was a point in my life where I got very low about that. It was very hurtful. I've cried some tears.
Mm-hmm.
The process of, it wasn't that, I can't have him. It was, even if he wants me, he's not for me.
Yeah.
He's not who I want.
Yeah.
To be
his resume does not compare to what you want.
I didn't trust him anymore. I can't trust him anymore.
Right. And he can't elevate you right now.
He can't. Yeah. And I don't want to take care of another man.
Right.
Which is him to say another man.
Right. Another man.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want my equal. And he's not my equal.
Right.
He's a great guy. I appreciate the time. I appreciate.
He showed you that you could love
he
again.
He showed me that I could love again.
Mm-hmm.
We're friends. You know, he just called me the other day and wished me a happy birthday. He's going to continue to call.
Right,
you know, which
right,
you,
right.
you say. Girl, I can say man. You always say he ain't going nowhere.
He ain't going nowhere.
He was
he's
always,
not going nowhere.
He's just around. And so
he's gonna always be around because he does not want to disconnect himself from you. You're a great asset to him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And he needs that. And he appreciates that. So you guys are gonna always be friends.
Yeah,
if
we're
nothing
friends.
Else.
Yeah, we're friends. We're not that I had to mentally disconnect myself from him so that sexually I wouldn't still be involved with him.
Right. And I just want to say, though, even though he has that past, he has really become a great guy.
His past
has made him who he is today.
Yeah.
And I think you mentioned it earlier. He strived hard and worked hard to become that person that he is. So who he is today is who he is. It's just so unfortunate that his background is going to be with him for the rest of his life.
And that's what he would always say.
Yeah.
And I get that. Now, I've had a son that was in trouble, so I understand that more than anybody. It was just the fact that he lied.
Right. He didn't disclose that.
He didn't disclose that to me. And I need to have a choice. Like, give me a choice.
Right.
Don't bamboozle me, and then I find out 2 years later.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I wanted to date for 2 years. And sometimes, unfortunately, you can go 2 years with somebody and you realize it's just not what it is.
Yeah.
And I think at this point, when you date someone for 2 years, even 6 months, now at this age, we know if we want to take that relationship to the next level.
Yeah, you definitely
and
do.
Not waste no time with that, but
yeah. And I'm just glad that you've out of that situation.
Yeah, I'm out, and I've met Lord. It's something about these Jamaicans here.
Yes, honey. These Jamaicans.
So I don't know. I guess it's something about these Jamaicans. So I've met quite a few people, and I'm just dating. You know.
And you should. You should. I think we all should, as single women, we should just date and meet people and learn who we are and who they are and just kind of be free.
And don't give yourself. I broke my own rule. I slept with him I don't like to kind of put
timing
on it. You know, I felt like he was someone, but I think that had I held up just a little while longer, I would have been in a better position, because you all understand, we once that happens with women,
we're connected. With that.
Yeah, and so that was the hard part for me.
Well, that was a great story. But go back to, you said, what was your? Do you have a time? You don't have a time limit, but you slept with him before when? Before 3 months, 6 months? Before you felt like it was sooner than you should
know
have.
Him. Because that was like 3 months in.
Yeah.
Because that 3 months, 6 months, 9 month rule, girl, men can lie for 2 years. Men will lie.
Men can lie for 10 years.
Yeah, they will lie.
You can't see through it. Yeah.
And I think I should have given myself a little more time to get to know him. Mm-hmm. But he was pouring it on so thick, girl. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he was pouring it on really, really, really thick. So at this point, let me ask you this, sis. So, will you investigate going forward up front?
Then, I did with him.
Oh, I did.
He changed his name. Yeah. I always do that up front. Right. Y'all better go on these apps and pay for this and investigate people. Yes, but his name was changed.
Yeah.
And we talked about that
later.
He got in trouble, and he was using his name as an alias. So, when he went before the judge, he say, to get it changed, the judge was like, no, you keeping his name. This is the name you were born with. Because he was going under the other name as an alias name and got all his stuff under that name.
Mm-hmm.
But this other name is nothing under that. I don't know if she
knows
that.
The new name is nothing under the new name.
Nothing under the new
name. But the first name is all the bad rap.
All the bad stuff is
there.
Right. I think he did say she knew. He said she knows some, but not as much
not
as you
deep.
Know.
Yeah.
He told me everything. At that point, he just told it all to me.
Well, he always said you know more than she knows.
He would
anyway.
Always say that.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't share stuff with her, you know, judging, talking about it.
Or even her understanding.
Yeah, understanding. Yeah.
So the moral of this story, ladies, is...
Yes, God!
You know, do your homework, do your research. Don't let a man bamboozle you, even though he is a great guy. I mean, sis, you can tell him, you know, what are some other tips that you want to tell women out there before we get involved in these good-looking men who are not so great? And
pay
not to say
attention.
That Mr. Rich is not great, but just in general. Sometimes they look good, but they're not good for you.
Yeah.
They're good to you.
Pay attention to the red flags, because I think I saw a few. Remember, I would call you and be like, he did this and this is something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Your intuition, ladies, pay attention to that. Believe it. It's there for a reason.
It's real.
I think society makes us feel that we should have a husband or something by a certain age. And I think sometimes we rush into things. And what I'm learning in this season of my life is just don't rush anything. Don't rush relationships. Don't rush love. And if, you know, it's an old cliche. If it's too good to be true, then it probably is.
Yeah.
So he's an amazing guy, but he's just not my guy.
Yeah.
And we have to accept that.
Mm-hmm.
One of the other things that I know as a boss chick, as a, you know, we want to win, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes it plays with our psyche, you know, when you find out this man might not be available, then you want to try to win that situation. This is the first time I just bowed out gracefully. I didn't even fight for that.
Right.
Because if I have to do that, it's not for me.
Yeah. I don't have to fight for what's mine like
you
said.
You don't have to. So that's it. You know, if he's not fighting for you, don't fight for him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I definitely agree.
That's it.
All right, ladies. That was a good story, sis.
I know, that was great. Yeah, because I think a lot of women go through this. It's easy to see stuff from other people, but when you're going through it yourself, you don't actually see it. I just wanted to put it out there, ladies. A lot of us are experiencing it, so.
And a lot of us don't want to talk about it either.
Mm-mm,
you know what I'm
not
saying?
Not at all.
You're right. You definitely can't see yourself in it, but when you're on the outside looking in, you can see it.
Yeah.
And again, ladies, if you see your friend or somebody who's going through something, or you see something in a guy, please share. Please let them know. Regardless if they do not listen to you at that time, at least you can say, I told you.
Yes.
Because that happened to me. When, before I got married to my husband, good friend of mine, I told her we were getting married, and she said, why are you marrying him? And I said, because I love him. Mm-hmm. And she said, oh, okay. Fast forward.
Right.
Now that we're divorced, I told her we were divorced, and she tells me, well, you know, when you said we were sitting at Papa Do's, and you said you were going to marry him, and I asked you, why were you going to marry him? I was going to tell you then, you know, things about him that I knew that I think you shouldn't have married him. And honestly, I don't know if I could say I wouldn't have married him at that time if she had told me. But I can say I trusted her and loved her enough to listen.
Your guards would have been up.
Yeah, my guards would have been up. I would have been looking for alert. Those things. Yeah,
yeah.
For whatever she said. And I said to her, I was like, well, why did you let me marry him? Look, I blamed it on her.
And that's the same
thing. I
said,
why did you let me marry him?
That's the same thing. My client, who I call mom, older woman, she in her 70s. She told me. I didn't want to say nothing, but he had some issues in his past, you know, with his temper and his going to prison and stuff. And I was like, prison?
Right. Where did that come from?
Why didn't you tell me this? Oh, my God. So, y'all, please share. Even if they get mad at you.
Yeah. Even if they get mad.
Tell them. Tell them. Baby, listen. I support you. I love you.
I hope it all goes well.
I hope it all works out. It's just like when anything, you go on a job, they got to check your history, your work history.
Yeah, they check your background.
You go do
the drug test.
Drug test. They check your history. They want to see the resume.
Right.
If you know something about somebody, and you know it's real, and I ain't talking about making up stuff, but if you know real stuff,
that's on their life resume.
Tell your friends, tell your people, tell your associates.
Right.
Let them get mad, but at least you know.
And tell them out of love. I mean, it's not what you say, it's how you say
it. It's out of love. Yeah.
Because I know if she had told me, I definitely would have had my guards up. I definitely would have been looking at him a different way and trying to find out these things that she's told me.
Yeah.
And I was like, why did you let me marry him? And she was like, well, you said you loved him. It doesn't matter what your friends say. If they say they love him or not, still say, hey, friend, look. This is what I heard, or this is what I know to be true, and I just want to inform you of what's really going on.
Tell me. Let me put it out there.
Yeah, tell me. I want to know.
If I post somebody, or you see me with somebody, just pull my coattail, like the old folks say. Let me pull your coattail, baby.
Pull my coattail.
Girl, that's not hating.
Yeah, no. That's not hating. That's conversating.
Look out for me, and I'm going to look out for y'all.
Exactly.
So. Y'all, this is it with this Mr. Rich, honey.
This is real, honey.
I got through it, Lord. The devil trying to take us out, y'all.
Yes, honey. So we made it.
Thank y'all for listening, y'all. I am Holy Water.
And I am Hellfire.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Girl, she gonna hear that.